This is an LTD Entertainment presentation.
Welcome to Brian C. Pusey's Safe Haven Podcast, where our aim is to encourage, enhance, and advance you to the next level on your Christian journey. We're prayerful that you'll stick around and listen to the message that God has for you, delivered by yours truly, Reverend Brian C. Pusey. The door is open. Let's go in together. Welcome to Safe Haven Podcast. I'm your host, Reverend Brian C. Pusey. I want to welcome you to another wonderful podcast episode. Praying that everyone is doing well. If you're not doing well, definitely praying for you to be well. I know this is a rough time, rough week. Been a rough week for everyone. No matter what it's been for you, guess what? God has seen you through. God has brought you to today. God has brought you here to this podcast, whether you're sitting at home, or sitting in the break room at work, wherever you are. I just praise God for you and thank God for you as well, and praying for you and your families, whether I know you personally or I don't. I am just so glad and grateful because out of all the podcasts that are out here, that you chose to spend time with me, and I'm grateful and I'm thankful. This week's podcast episode is focused on Never Fear. It's a great word, great message to be, because as we speak, and I'm just ready. I'm tiptoeing in anticipation already. I'm just sitting here thinking, ooh, I can't wait. So I know you can't wait either, so I'm going to get right to it. But once again, thank you for tuning in, and I pray that you continue to spread the word about Safe Haven Podcast, because it's growing by leaps and bounds. I know you hear a running ad all the time in every episode talking about great things coming. Great things are coming. I can't wait to announce a lot of the great things that are coming. They're coming into fruition. It's going to be great merchandise, you name it. And definitely we're going to claim it. Amen. Amen. Let's go. Safe Haven Podcast is really growing, and I am so grateful for everyone who's taken a part in its growth. And also, as we continue to grow in the Lord, grow in the faith in doing this as a ministry that's gone beyond four walls, coming soon will be, I won't say merchandise, but I will say at least something to showcase that you represent Safe Haven Podcast near and afar. Stay tuned in future podcasts for more information on this wonderful idea. Hello. Here at Safe Haven Podcast, on every fourth Sunday, we like to have what we call Fourth Sunday Showcase, where we take the time out and the opportunity to give a man or woman of God a chance to preach the word to the masses right here at Safe Haven Podcast. It doesn't matter how short it is or how long it is. As long as you have been called and you want to get the word out, Safe Haven will give you the opportunity to get that word out. Now, in order to do that, if I know you, that's great. If I don't know you, this is even a better opportunity to get to know me and for me to get to know you. So, if you or you know of someone who is interested, please pass along this information. The way to contact me is bpughsley@yahoo.com. Other words, bpughsley@yahoo.com, with the heading Safe Haven Showcase. And let me get to know you. Send me a sound bite. Give me a chance to let me hear you. And then you know what? And we can work things out. And then guess what? You'll be a part of the Fourth Sunday Showcase of Ministers. That's right. You will. You'll have that opportunity. Just make sure you reach out to bpughsley@yahoo.com. And oh yes, continue to listen. And oh yes, continue to subscribe, share, and listen to Safe Haven Podcast. I thank you, and God bless you. It's prayer time here at Safe Haven, praying for those who are going through a lot of things this week, be it financial struggles, going through health struggles, going through bereavement, going through a lot of things they can't even explain or even put into words. But don't worry, God knows your heart. And as you approach the altar, be it the altar at your table, your prayer closet, or even at the table that you're sitting at for break, praying. We're going to go to prayer and pray that whatever has been placed in front of us, God removes it right away. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to say thank you. We thank you for waking us up in our right minds this morning, because we know that you could have woke, we might not have woken up this morning, and if we did, we might not have been in our right minds right now. So right now, we thank you. We thank you for blessing us with another opportunity to praise your name, O Heavenly Father. We know that we may have sinned the night before. We may have even sinned the moment before we heard this prayer and before we got on our knees to pray, O Heavenly Father. So right now, we want to just say thank you for sparing us, O Heavenly Father. Please restore us to who we were in your eyes, O Heavenly Father, and put it back in our heart that you are still with us and you are still guiding us through. Right now, we want to send prayers out to those who are in bereavement right now, Heavenly Father. Continue to comfort those souls who have lost someone, oh Heavenly Father. May it be recent or even a few years ago, oh Heavenly Father. We pray that you just continue to encourage them to continue to move forward in the memory of their loved one, oh Heavenly Father. We want to pray for those right now who are going through financial struggles, oh Heavenly Father. It is rough out there, oh Heavenly Father, but continue to provide for them, oh Heavenly Father. Also, we want to pray for those who are going through job struggles, oh Heavenly Father. May be it whether they are still on a job, about to lose a job, or not even close to getting a job, oh Heavenly Father. We pray that you just continue to lift them up and encourage them. Keep them encouraged, oh Heavenly Father, because right now they may not feel encouraged. They might feel very discouraged right now. And right now, oh Heavenly Father, we want to pray for every church door that is open in your name. We want to pray for every minister that is getting into the pulpit or have gotten into the pulpit to give the word that you have given them to give their flock, O Heavenly Father. We want to pray for every podcast preacher out here, O Heavenly Father. Not just this one, O Heavenly Father. We pray that you continue to bless them and their followers, O Heavenly Father. And if they're following me, O Heavenly Father, that is a blessing as well. Also want to pray for this podcast, O Heavenly Father. You just continue to bless it. Continue to bless me to speak, O Heavenly Father. We pray for the word that is about to be given today, O Heavenly Father. We pray that you just touch me, O Heavenly Father. If the words are not on the printed page, put it in my heart, O Heavenly Father, and print it in me, O Heavenly Father, so I can give it to the people who you have chosen to come my way, O Heavenly Father, to listen to the word that you have given me, O Heavenly Father. We pray this prayer in your mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Don't be ashamed to call his name.
Yes, Lord.
It's scripture time here at Safe Haven, and pray that you have your swords, your Bibles ready. We're going to be coming from the letter of 1 John, chapter 4. I'm going to be reading from the 16th to the 20th verse. Going to be reading the message to you from the New Revised Standard Version. It reads as follows. So we have known and believe the love that God has for us. God is love. And those who abide in love abide in God. And God abides in them. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness on the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. For fear has to do with punishment. And whoever fears has not reached perfection in love. We love because he first loved us. Those who say, I love God, and hate their brothers and sisters are liars. For those who do not love a brother or sister whom they have seen cannot love a God whom they have not seen. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. For the few moments that we have together, I ask that you pray with me on the topic, never fear. Never fear. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to just thank you right now in advance for the message. And we want to pray right now for the messenger. Oh, Heavenly Father, fill me up, oh, Heavenly Father, where I may not be filled up. Empty out my spirit right now and fill me up with your Holy Ghost, oh, Heavenly Father. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be found acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my most blessed Redeemer. In your Son Jesus' name, amen. Today's message is going to really explore this thing. We claim to have conquered, yet it keeps coming back to haunt us when we are in decision-making mode. That is fear. You read in Scripture that, according to Psalm 23, verse 4, even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. It's kind of hard to escape fear, but it's possible for us to confront fear with the Lord by our side. See, this depends on how strong your faith really is in him today. Based off your journey in life, there are levels of fear that you might not be aware of. If you're someone from the ghetto, your fears might be different from people who are brought up in the suburbs or the country or even downtown city, whatever the downtown city is for you. You don't believe that? Ask yourself why some people still can't accept a person of color as equal. I'll tell you why even some genders can't accept that another gender is intellectually superior than them. I wonder. It's the reason why some people don't want to leave a crummy relationship with a crummy person. It's the same reason. Everything's the same. You want to know what that reason is? It's the fear of the unknown. It's the fear of being wrong. The fear of being alone. The fear of being inferior to someone else. The fear of failure. The fear of success. You name your poison, and that's where we begin today, as John talks about love and fear. He correlates the two topics and makes it relevant for us to understand. My job for today is to help you and me overcome our fears so we can love each other in the way God designed us to. See, we begin the text with a wonderful reminder that God has love for us because he is love. Verse 17, love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness on the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. Amen. See, it is truly hard for someone who grew up in rough situations to believe that wholeheartedly. The love they experienced was the least appealing version of love ever, from abuse, neglect, and apathy. It's the initial reason why it's hard to get the unchurched in church, period. Because Who wants to spend a few hours listening to a pastor with the most expensive clothes on, underneath the equally expensive robe, talk about God's love when the only love they've experienced was being spared another beating because their guardian passed out during their tirade? Please note, that is their viewpoint, not mine, and most especially not God's. See, it's a challenge to evangelize because you are walking in uncharted territory whenever you approach a person who God wants you to approach. Note that it's God who wants you to approach the person because he has two missions to be accomplished. The first mission isn't even the one that you expect to be important. The first mission is for you to overcome your fear of being pushed away from the person. The fear of rejection is usually the first thing that they see. Actually, it's the fear that they see in your body language and what they see in your eyes. That's what they see. So the first thing you have to do is try and get beyond that. Then you got to get to them. But yes, if you don't believe, you might want to hit the playback button on your life. We've all experienced it at some point in our lives before we learned how to avoid it. You did, and so did I. I'm not immune from fears and the effects of it. Let me teach you how to never fear with God by your side. Amen? See, this leads me right now, quickly, to my first point of today's message. I hope you have your notebooks ready, because today, it's the day you must take notes. Point one, you can't be afraid of rejection. One more time, you can't be afraid of rejection. See, verse 18 says, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. For fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not reached perfection in love. How many of you are fearful of something ending, beginning, or stalling? I know that I asked you that in reverse order than what we are used to, but think about it. If we're involved in something already, the first thing that we fear is that it'll end when we least expect it to. If we have yet to start something, we are fearful of beginning it. We are fearful of building it from the ground up. If you have invested in it some, we're afraid of it stalling because it will probably take us back to the start of this fear cycle that I just described. Amen? See, John is advising us that we have to embrace this four-letter word called love. Not only embrace in love alone, but the perfect version of love, for it will cancel out the fears within. He mentions that fear has a relationship with punishment. Let's reflect on that for a moment. How many of you did something that you knew that was wrong and feared, quote unquote, being caught? Don't you all say anything at once because God already knows. Amen. How do I know that he knows? See, he says in Psalm 139, verses 1 through 6, O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from far away. You search out my path and my lying down, and are acquainted with all my ways. Even before a word is on my tongue, O Lord, you know it completely. You hem me in, behind and before, and lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is so high that I cannot attain it. See, when you have a God like that, we shouldn't be like Adam and Eve, running in fear of being punished. Yes, you've done wrong. I've done wrong as well. But I'm going to be an example of showing no fear by being held accountable for my actions, something that people in power refuse to do these days. A lot of us choose to follow these unaccountable types to their graves, believing in the worst influence and camouflaging it as a message from God. See, there will be people out here who will say that about me at some point as well. But I'll let you know right now that I'm not doing this for popularity or compensation. If I achieve those things, it's through my humility and conviction for the message that I'm delivering. Amen? See, there will be people who will attack you as well. And you should remind them that you are a child of God. You are more than a conqueror in the Lord. Hallelujah. See, this leads me to the second point in today's message. You can't isolate yourself from love. I'll say it again. You can't isolate yourself from love. Verse 19 says it, and it's very short, very quick. We love because he first loved us. I'll say it again just because the Lord told me to. We love because he first loved us. Hallelujah. Did you hear that? That was your cue to give God the highest praise right now. He loved us first. So why are we not loving our neighbors? Why aren't we loving our lives? Why aren't we loving our families and more? It's because we've experienced too many heartbreaking moments from lives lost, too many rejections, and too many people abusing the love that we were delivered. Amen, somebody. But guess what? The late Michael Jackson said it best in one of his songs. You are not alone. It's because you aren't alone in this fight for your soul. You never were, even if you felt otherwise. Jesus wasn't alone when he was in the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights. David wasn't alone when he was fleeing Saul. Joseph wasn't alone when his brothers discarded him and sold him into slavery. And Paul wasn't alone when he had his Damascus experience. Amen? See, God is always with us. He would never leave us nor forsake us. How many of you are witness to that? Oh, yeah. If he didn't first love us, we wouldn't know what love is like. This is not the time for someone to ask you, what's love got to do with it? Got to do with it. If you have never been in love before, you may not understand how important it is to feel it. If you haven't experienced this before, you really don't know what you're missing. It's the same thing with being a follower of Jesus. If you haven't experienced this before, you really don't know what you're missing. The pandemic has separated us from our normal life routines to the point that we have this new normalcy we don't understand completely. See, like for instance, yesterday I volunteered at a church where I'm an associate member at. This particular church hasn't opened since the outbreak of the virus. Up until yesterday, I hadn't seen the members there in almost 2 years. Seeing some of them was great, though. And it was nice being able to congregate on some level again. I didn't know how much I was beloved by them until that moment. What am I getting at? I'm glad you asked. You see, when you block out love, you're blocking out your blessings. It's like someone blocking me off of social media because they are tired of me doing what I'm called to be, a man of God. See, if I was like everyone else, you wouldn't feel satisfied with what I brought to the table. See, the other day, in addition to what I did yesterday, I reflected on my past career at the airport and admitted to myself that I missed my shared experiences with the people I called friends and many of whom I called family. I missed the shuttle rides and the roll calls, along with how we reacted to the people who were coming through the airport every day. In this silent admission, I realized I missed them, but I didn't miss the actual job. Oh my. See, then again, when you are reminiscing on these things, who does? Amen. See, if you were to reflect on your 2021, like I'm going to reflect on my 2021, you'd be sure to remember those things that weren't so good. But you'd be praising the Lord because you made it to 2022 because of what was good. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. If you ain't going to catch your cue, I'm going to cue it for you. Amen. You made it. You made it through 2021 to get to 2022. A lot of people didn't make it to the end. We've had great people who lived a long life, didn't even make it to see 2022. But we should be grateful. We should be bowing down, praising the Lord, shouting to the sky, saying, hallelujah, we made it. to 2022. Hallelujah. See, this leads me to the third and final point of today's message. You can't run from God. Say it again. You can't run from God. Verse 20 says, those who say, I love God, and hate their brothers or sisters, are liars. For those who do not love a brother or sister whom they have seen, cannot love God whom they have not seen. That verse is saying a lot that even I can't understand sometimes without breaking it down. But I'm going to break it down real quickly. I can understand it now because it made me think. How can you love a God you've never seen but hate your brother or sister you see every day? Matter of fact, I just reworded what John put out there. See, you can't run from God's love either, is what I'm thinking. You can't run from God's love. I can understand why many people would probably want to run from God, especially if they were called to fulfill their purpose. It may have been more than they thought they could handle. Where are you running to when God's at your intended destination? Don't forget what we addressed earlier about Psalm 139. God knows what you're thinking, feeling, and attempting before we even know it. We claim to be fearless about our endeavors, but sometimes we are showcasing some fears even then. We claim to love the Lord and trust Him, but have a hard time listening to sense, never mind whether it's common or not. We would rather die by the imaginary sword we've created than use the one we've been given. We'd rather run from our purpose than embrace it, but still, we have a purpose to be the best blessing we can be to each other. We must overcome this fear with perfect love. Do you want to overcome that fear, or do you want to be consumed by it? Do you want to love others, or do you want to continue to be a pretender? Today's your opportunity to be more productive, to be more focused, and most definitely to be more fearless. Don't be afraid of rejection. It happens. It's going to always happen. You're going to be rejected from a job, rejected from somebody you really want to be with. You're going to be rejected from almost anything that you set your mind towards. It happens. How you recover from it is going to be the best part of it. Don't allow yourself to be isolated from love. When you do that, your heart hardens. You become cold. It becomes black. And matter of fact, you may not even understand how to love somebody again. You might become a hermit. Don't become a recluse. Don't become that type of person. Don't become the worst version of yourself. When the best version of yourself is just sitting there waiting to shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. And don't run from God. For He knows us better than we know each other. Why are you running? Are you running because you are afraid of everything I just mentioned today? Yes, you may be afraid. It's okay to admit it. Now that you've admitted it, now what you going to do about it? Are you going to become consumed by it? Or are you going to confront it and say, the devil is a liar. Get behind me, Satan. Come on now. Hallelujah. This is what you need to do. This is how you got to do it. Don't be afraid. Don't run. If you're going to run, run for Him. Run for God. Don't run from Him. It's not going to help anyway because He's always going to be there. He's always present. He is omnipresent. That's what that word means. He's always there. Woo! Know this. He knows that you're capable of greatness. It's up to you on whether you achieve your purpose or not. The Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to just thank You for the word. Thank You for this messenger right now, Heavenly Father. We pray that this has touched someone. If it has touched one, I pray that it has touched two more. Oh, Heavenly Father, and so on and so on. Right now, we want to just thank You. We want to thank everyone who's listening. We want to pray a special covering for everyone who has listened and who is going through things right now, Heavenly Father. This message is for them and anyone else they may come in contact with. In your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If you're enjoying this wonderful podcast and you want to hear more, please make sure that you click the follow or subscribe button on this wonderful podcast so you can stay up to date with the latest and the greatest and be able to listen to past podcasts that you have not yet heard before but want to hear again. Also, don't forget to click the share button. The share button is also important, so therefore you can share this podcast with all your friends, loved ones, and acquaintances. Look forward to hearing from you. Peace. We thank you for listening to this wonderful, wonderful message. Now, for those who live in the greater Chicagoland area, Northwest Indiana area, if you are interested in having Reverend Brian C. Pusey, come and speak at your with your congregation, I would love it. Please, please contact me at bpughsley@yahoo.com. That's bpughsley@yahoo.com with the heading Safe Haven Ministry Invitation. I will be glad and honored to come to your congregation and bless you with the word that the Lord has given me. Please reach out and let's build this community together. Thank you for listening to this podcast today. We pray that the message has uplifted you in a way and encouraged you in a way that is going to bring out the best in you and bring out the God in you. If you do not have a church home right now, we pray that you get connected with a church today. If you want to be connected to my podcast in a church-like way, you can always reach out at bpughsley@yahoo.com. And I most definitely will reach out to you in the best way possible. So right now, we just want to say thank you. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you for this message right now. We want to thank you for this podcast. We pray for every person who is listening right now, Heavenly Father, under the sound of my voice. Continue to guide us, encourage us, teach us, bless us, and our families as well. We pray that as you dismiss us from this place, but never from your presence. In your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And see you next week.
Amen. Don't be ashamed to call his name. Thank you.
This was an LTD Entertainment presentation.